It's our Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. Today, we're traveling back to 1995, when players on the Northwestern Wildcats were busted for intentionally losing games to pay off gambling debts, a point-shaving scandal that would rock college basketball. For more shocking sports events from history, tune in right here every day to our March Madness Special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
March 1st, 1995. As the final buzzer sounded, the crowd at the Chrysler Center went wild. The Michigan Wolverines had thrashed the Northwestern Wildcats 81-64.
None of the Northwestern players looked happy as they slunk back to the locker room, but starting guard Kenneth Dion Lee and center forward Dewey Williams were absolutely furious.
They hadn't just lost the game, they'd lost out on $8,000. Of course, neither Lee nor Williams had expected to win. The Wolverines were favored with a 25-point spread. Instead, they'd been missing shots all game, hoping to lose by more than 25 points.
But as Lee and Williams would soon find out, their gambling debts were the least of their worries. The federal government was watching, and soon they'd both lose their freedom, too.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the sixth episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we are going back to 1995, when college basketball was rocked by a bizarre point-shaving scandal. For the players involved, they wanted to lose. By a lot.
Going into the 1994 season, 21-year-old Kenneth Dion Lee was on top of the world. He was Northwestern's best three-point shooter and one of the most reliable athletes on the team.
But by the following year, he was in a bind. He'd started gambling and losing. His debts were so severe that a campus bookie began threatening him, promising to make his life hell if he didn't pay up soon.
That's when he met the man he saw as his guardian angel, 24-year-old Kevin Pendergast.
Pendergast was a former kicker for Notre Dame's football team and had steep gambling debts of his own. He knew what it was like for Lee, and, he promised the young player, he knew how they could both fix their problems.
With Pendergast's encouragement, Lee recruited Dewey Williams, another starter, to help shave points in upcoming games. Pendergast would bet big against Northwestern. Then Lee and Williams would perform worse than expected on the court, thus guaranteeing a major loss for the Wildcats and a big payout for the men.
At first, the scheme seemed too easy. With Williams and Lee passing up shot opportunities or just plain missing the basket, the Wildcats lost by 14 points to Wisconsin. A week later, Penn State trounced them by a full 30 points.
Their loss was Pendergast's gain. Following the Penn State game, he paid Williams and Lee a total of $4,000 for their efforts.
Riding high after the Penn State loss, Lee and Williams doubled their asking price to $8,000 to throw the upcoming game against Michigan.
Pendergast agreed and bet $20,000 on Michigan. For his bet to pay off, Northwestern would have to lose by a huge margin, more than 25 points. But Pendergast was confident they would tank. After all, he had guys on the inside.
But when all was said and done, Pendergast's scam blew up in his face. Michigan did beat Northwestern, but only by 17 points. They had unexpectedly covered the spread, and Pendergast lost every dime he bet.
Meanwhile, unbeknownst to Kenneth Lee, he was under federal investigation. Northwestern had caught on to his previous gambling ventures, and the U.S. Attorney's Office eventually figured out he was point-shaving as well.
In 1998, Lee, Pendergast, and Williams were indicted for their scam. All three cooperated with prosecutors and were sentenced to jail for 1 or 2 months. Since then, both Pendergast and Lee have spoken out about the dangers of sports betting and gambling addiction.
All in all, their point shaving likely didn't change the results of too many games. but their simple scheme highlights how tempting it can be for players to put their fingers on the scale to make a quick buck. As sports betting continues to grow, the Northwestern scandal serves as a valuable cautionary tale.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.